What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Crime Alert, I'm Nancy Grace. Breaking crime news now. Barrington Moore takes on a mentoring role with his cousin, Darren Fleming, just 15. Fleming's on probation for a juvenile court offense, but he's allowed to attend a party with friends as long as he's back home by 8 p.m. By 9 p.m., Fleming still is not home, so Barrington Moore goes to look for him. Darren Fleming refuses to leave the party and actually fights with Barrington Moore. Fleming pulls the gun. The two struggle. Moore is shot dead.
Nancy, Moore took an interest in mentorship after his mother enrolled him in a program sponsored by his church as a child. Moore was well known in the Nashville community for his work with children. At the party, Fleming hid from Moore in a closet. The fight broke out when Moore discovered him, and partygoers called 911 after Fleming fired the shot. Moore was rushed to Skyline Medical Center, where he died of his injuries.
Darren Fleming, 15, charged as an adult with homicide. Clarence Yoder drinks during a trip to Yellowstone. He drinks so much he decides it's a good idea to get closer to wildlife. How? He harasses a herd of buffalo and even kicks one of the animals before bystanders call park rangers. Yoder has minor injuries from the buffalo encounter. Yoder, 40, now charged with public, drunk, disorderly conduct, 2 counts of disturbing wildlife. He got off easy. What if those buffalo had charged him? And they would be well within their constitutional rights to do so. More crime and justice news after this.
The following is a high five moment from highfivecasino.com.
I won! Yahoo! Private, put down your phone. This is the army.
Sarge, High Five Casino is a social casino. It's on your phone, goes wherever you go. I win free spins, cash, prizes, free daily rewards, over 1,200 games. I won again.
Platoon, present cell phone. High Five.
High Five.
Casino.
Casino.
Win at High Five Casino.
.com.
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Conditions apply. See website for details.
High Five Casino.
The journey to a smoke-free future can be a long and winding road. But if you're ready for a change, consider taking Zyn for a spin. Zyn nicotine pouches offer a fresh way to discover your nicotine satisfaction. Anywhere, anytime. No smoke, no spit, and no lingering odor. Ready to start your new journey? Get in gear with the Zyn 10 Challenge. Enjoy Zyn nicotine pouches for 10 days and discover a fresher way to experience nicotine satisfaction. Anywhere, anytime. Here's how to get started with the Zyn 10 Challenge. Simply pick your strength and varieties online and check out. Once your Zyn nicotine pouches arrive in the mail, enjoy pure nicotine satisfaction at your leisure. After your 10-day trial, let us know what you think. If Zyn isn't for you, no hard feelings. It's that simple. Order online at Zyn.com, that's Zyn.com, to start your new journey today with the Zyn 10 Challenge. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
Are you spending a fortune while shopping on Amazon? What if I said you can earn cash back while you shop? Introducing Drop, the ultimate rewards app. Whether it's fashion, electronics, or groceries, you can earn free gift cards just by shopping online or in-store at tons of your favorite brands. Download the Drop app now and start earning while you shop. Plus, for a limited time, use code DROP11 to get $5 in points instantly.
Now with the latest crime and justice breaking news, Crime Online's John Limley.
We begin in Wisconsin as a Dane County jury has found that a man convicted of sexually assaulting and killing a 20-month-old girl, along with also abusing the child's mother, his then-girlfriend, was sane at the time of the crimes. With more, here's Sydney Sumner with Crime Online.
A jury last month found 25-year-old Marshawn Giles guilty of 15 counts, including first-degree intentional homicide. The same jury returned to decide whether mental illness or defect excused Giles from responsibility for the acts. The defense called witnesses who said that Giles had been to Lincoln Hills Youth Prison in the past and was later admitted to Mendota Mental Health Institute because of self-harm allegations. In non-psychotic illness or NGI trials, the jury will have to decide whether the defendant was able to realize the wrongfulness of what they had done or choose to change their behavior to comply with the law. If found guilty, the defendant's sentence will be served in a safe mental health facility rather than a regular prison. However, in Giles' instance, the defense was only admitting mental defect on a few of the 15 charges, which means the man will probably receive two different sentences. According to the authorities, the toddler suffered many fractures to her skull and died from blunt force trauma to her head in April 2022 in Madison, Wisconsin. Additionally, blunt force injuries consistent with sexual assault were discovered elsewhere during an autopsy.
Circuit Judge Mario White formally entered the convictions for Giles on two of the 15 crimes that the same jury found him guilty of last month: first-degree sexual abuse of a child causing grave bodily injury and murder. Overseas now and to Australia, as a 15-year-old boy who claimed to be a friend of another juvenile accused of stabbing a Sydney bishop is now seeking bail after being charged with plotting a terrorist attack. Once again, Crime Online, Sydney Sumner.
A Sydney court last week charged the 15-year-old along with five other teens ages 14 to 17 with a range of crimes, including conspiring to engage in or planning a terrorist act. All six are still behind bars. A 16-year-old stands accused of stabbing an Assyrian Orthodox bishop and a priest on April 15th while a church service was being televised online. Ahmed Deeb, the 15-year-old's attorney, argued before the Parramatta Children's Court that Magistrate James Viney should release his client on bail because of unusual circumstances. Rebecca Roger, the prosecutor, contested the boy's request for release, claiming his circumstances were ordinary. Deeb produced a stack of papers that included a psychological report, school report cards, and an affidavit from the boy's mother. The boy's past behavioral problems, lack of confidence, and low self-esteem were revealed in the records. The prosecution contended that these factors were expected in such a case. Roger said that the boy discussed targeting Jews in an encrypted chat channel called Plans. 4 days after the bishop's stabbing, a crime which sparked a protest outside the church, his attacker was charged with committing a terrorist act.
Neither the bishop nor the priest sustained life-threatening injuries.
Thanks, John. Christina Ace is nursing director at Roseland Assisted Living Facility, Westland, Oregon. She's been there 15 years. She usually starts her 40-minute drive to work 6:30 a.m., but she texts a coworker at 7 saying she will be late for the 7:30 shift. She never makes it. Her 2013 Toyota RAV4 found parked on the side of a road just 1 mile from home, her lunch bag still inside. Several interior surfaces seem to have been cleaned. Phone records show Christina exited Interstate 205, stayed in the area of Glenwood Park, Portland, for 3 hours before her phone shuts off just after 10 a.m. It's unclear why Christina may have been in the area. Christina Ace, now missing nearly a month. If you have info on Christina Ace, contact Vancouver, Washington PD, 360-487-7400. Repeat, 360-487-7400. For the latest crime and justice news, go to crimeonline.com. With this crime alert, I'm Nancy Grace.
The following is a high-five moment from HighFiveCasino.com.
I won! Yahoo! Private, put down your phone. This is the army.
Sort. High Five Casino is a social casino. It's on your phone. Goes wherever you go. I win free spins, cash, prizes, free daily rewards, over 1,200 games. I won again.
Platoon, present cell phone. High Five.
High Five.
Casino.
Casino.
Win at High Five Casino.
.com.
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Conditions apply. See website for details.
High Five Casino.
The journey to a smoke-free future can be a long and winding road, but if you're ready for a change, consider taking Zyn for a spin. Zyn nicotine pouches offer a fresh way to discover your nicotine satisfaction. Anywhere, anytime. No smoke, no spit, and no lingering odor. Get in gear with the Zyn 10 Challenge and enjoy 10 smoke-free, spit-free days for just $5.95. Order online and start your new journey today. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.